Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Remember by Ram Goldar, and today Masecha Sota Daf Ches. First, Perek HaMakana. The Zichu Masecha Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazaka Satoira. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a Braise, a mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas. We do not give two sotos to drink at once. Kadei shlo yeheliba gaspa chavertos, so that her heart should not be emboldened by her friend who stands fast in her denial. Yuda disagrees and says the source is a pasuk, osa levada. The kohen will make her swear, her alone. Although the Tanakam agrees with this drasha, it's Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Tam Dekra, who expounds the reason of the pasuk and limits the application accordingly. The Nafkamina is a woman who is Roseches, trembling from fear of the waters, who could drink alongside her friend, according to Rabbi Shimon, since the reason does not apply. The Gemara objects that we still may not give two sotas to drink at once because ein osim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. We do not perform mitzvahs in bundles, since it appears we're trying to get them over with. It answers that if two kohanim are administering the waters simultaneously to two sotas, there's no impression of bundling the mitzvahs. Point number two, the Chumim of the Mishnah taught that the sota's heart and hair may be uncovered, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that if she's beautiful, they cannot. The Gemara asks, "Meim with Rabbi Yehuda chayshli hiruri v'rabanu chayshi?" Is this to say that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about causing immoral thoughts to those watching and the rabbis are not concerned? But the exact opposite can be shown from a braisa about one who's being stoned to death, where Rabbi Yehuda said that only the private areas of a man and woman must be covered after the clothing is removed, while the Chumim hold that a woman is not stoned unclothed altogether. We see then that the Chumim are concerned for immoral thoughts of the onlookers, and Rabbi Yehuda is not. Rabbi explains that although Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about someone sinning later with a sota, who might leave unharmed, there is no concern of sinning with a woman who is being killed by stoning, and we have a tradition to ein yetzahara sholeit, elba masha ein abroz. The evil inclination only rules over what one sees with his eyes, and therefore this does not arouse him towards other women. The Chumim hold that although the sota must be uncovered to achieve v'nivasru kol nashim, and all the women will be chastised, regarding stoning it is unnecessary because eino chayisru galam izeh, there is no greater chastisement than this. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, b'midasha adam moded ba modedin lo. According to the measure with which a person measures his actions, with it they measure for him in punishment or reward. The laws of sota illustrate this. He kishta es atzma la'aver hamakum nivla. She adorned herself for sin, Hashem disgraced her. She revealed herself for sin, because Baruch Hu revealed her sin publicly. She began her sin with her thigh, where she first derives pleasure from her sin, and then her stomach. Therefore, the thigh is struck first, and then the stomach, and the rest of her body does not escape. In a braisa, Rebbe derives this principle from a pasuk and then draws 12 parallels between a sota's sin and her punishment. Although execution ceased after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, din arba misas lubatu, the punishment of the four types of executions has not ceased. Someone deserving of stoning falls from a roof or is trampled by a wild animal. One deserving of death by burning falls into a fire or is bitten by a poisonous snake. One deserving of beheading is killed by the government or bandits. And one deserving of strangulation either drowns or dies through a condition that causes suffocation. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas. We do not give two sotos a drink at once, kidei shol yeheliba gaspa chaverta, so that our heart should not be emboldened by our friend who stands fast in her denial. Yehuda disagrees and says the source is a pasuk, osa levada. The kohen will make her swear, her alone. Although the Tanakam agrees with this drasha, it's Rabbi Shimon, the Darish Tam Dekra, who expounds the reason of the pasuk and limits the application accordingly. The Nafkamina is a woman who is Roseches, trembling from fear of the waters, who could drink alongside her friend, according to Rabbi Shimon, since the reason does not apply. The Gemara objects that we still may not give two sotas to drink at once because ein osim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. We do not perform mitzvahs in bundles, since it appears we're trying to get them over with. It answers that if two kohanim are administering the waters simultaneously to two sotas, there's no impression of bundling the mitzvahs. Point number two, the Chumim of the Mishnah taught that the sota's heart and hair may be uncovered, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that if she's beautiful, they cannot. The Gemara asks, "Meim with Rabbi Yehuda chayshli hiruri v'rabanu chayshi?" Is this to say that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about causing immoral thoughts to those watching and the rabbis are not concerned? But the exact opposite can be shown from a braisa about one who's being stoned to death, where Rabbi Yehuda said that only the private areas of a man and woman must be covered after the clothing is removed, while the Chumim hold that a woman is not stoned unclothed altogether. We see then that the Chumim are concerned for immoral thoughts of the onlookers, and Rabbi Yehuda is not. Rabbi explains that although Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about someone sinning later with a sota, who might leave unharmed, there is no concern of sinning with a woman who is being killed by stoning, and we have a tradition to ein yetzahara sholeit, elba masha ein abroz. The evil inclination only rules over what one sees with his eyes, and therefore this does not arouse him towards other women. The Chachamim hold that although the sota must be uncovered to achieve v'nivasru kol nashim, and all the women will be chastised, regarding stoning, it is unnecessary because eino chayisur galam izeh, there is no greater chastisement than this. And point number three, the next mission states, b'midah she'adam moded, ba modedin lo. According to the measure with which a person measures his actions, with it they measure for him in punishment or reward. The laws of sota illustrate this. He kishta es atzma la'avera hamakum nivra. She adorned herself for sin. Hashem disgraced her. He gilsa es atzma la'avera hamakum gila aleha. She revealed herself for sin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu revealed her sin publicly. B'yarech yischila ba'avera tchila v'achokha chabetin. She began her sin with her thigh, where she first derives pleasure from her sin, and then her stomach. L'fichach tilchach yarech tchila v'achokha chabetin v'shar kol aguf l'palit. Therefore, the thigh is struck first, and then the stomach, and the rest of her body does not escape. In a braisa, Rebbe derives this principle from a pasuk and then draws 12 parallels between a sota's sin and her punishment. Although execution ceased after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, din arba misas lubatul, the punishment of the four types of executions has not ceased. Someone deserving of stoning falls from a roof or is trampled by a wild animal. One deserving of death by burning falls into a fire or is bitten by a poisonous snake. One deserving of beheading is killed by the government or bandits. And one deserving of strangulation either drowns or dies through a condition that causes suffocation. All right, so now we go to our siman daf ches, and our standard siman is challah, and we often use a baker in the siman. So here goes. The baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they were going to be made to drink separately was surprised to see their heads uncovered when the woman he saw stoned a day earlier was completely clothed and couldn't watch when one sota's body began to react to the water, mita k'neged mita, based on her sota behavior. So once again, in slow motion. The baker who brought red challahs, challahs baker, that must be learned off ches. The baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they're going to be made to drink separately, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, we do not give two sotas to drink at once, kedei shlo yeliba gaspa chaverta, so that her heart should not be emboldened by her friend who stands fast in her denial. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says the source is a pasuk osa levada. The kohen will make her swear, her alone. Although the Tanakhama agrees with the drasha, it's Rabbi Shimon Didarish Tam Tikra, who expounds the reason of the pasuk and limits the application accordingly. The nafkamina is a woman who's a rosecha, is trembling from fear of the waters, who could drink alongside her friend, according to Rabbi Shimon, since the reason does not apply. So the baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they were going to be made to drink separately was surprised to see their heads uncovered when the woman he saw stoned a day earlier was completely clothed. Which reminds us, the Chumim in the Mishnah taught that the sota's heart and hair may be uncovered, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that if she's beautiful, they cannot. The Gemara asks, is this to say that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about causing immoral thoughts to those watching and the rabbis are not concerned? But the exact opposite can be shown from a braisa about one who's being stoned to death, where Rabbi Yehuda said that only the private areas of men and women must be covered after the clothing is removed, while the Chachamim hold that a woman is not stoned unclothed altogether. We see then that the Chachamim are concerned for immoral thoughts of the onlookers and Yehuda is not. The Gemara explains why the positions are different with regard to stoning. So the baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they were going to be made to drink separately was surprised to see their heads uncovered when the woman he saw stoned a day earlier was completely clothed and couldn't watch when one sota's body began to react to the water, mita k'neged mita, based on her sota behavior, which reminds us, the next mission states, b'midah she'adam moded ba modedin lo. According to the measure with which a person measures his actions, with it they measure for him in punishment or reward. The laws of sota illustrate this. She adorned herself for sin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu disgraced her. She revealed herself for sin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu revealed her sin publicly. She began to sin with her thigh and then her stomach, therefore the thigh struck first and then the stomach and the rest of her body does not escape. So once again, the baker who brought red challahs for two sotas before they were going to be made to drink separately was surprised to see their heads uncovered when the woman he saw stoned a day earlier was completely clothed and couldn't watch when one sota's body began to react to the water, mita k'neged mita, based on her sota behavior. All right, so now it's time for a four ball back chazar. Daf dalet, so the simmer daf dalet is a dalet, is a door. So here goes. When the red sota door, that must be more daf dalet, dalet, door. When the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was open, which reminds us, the Gemara records nine opinions of Tanaim as to the duration of stira, which renders her a sota. So when the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the netilas, the dime cup, and towel were missing. Which reminds us, Rav Avir expanded, kol ochel lechem below netilas yadayim. Anyone who eats bread without washing the hands, kigul baal eish hazona. It's as if he had relations with the harlot, Rav Elazar says. Kol mezalzel netilas yadayim nekar mina olam. Anyone who belittles washing the hands is uprooted from the world. Rashi explains that violating the Rabbanan enactments warrants death. Rabbi Abba said, "Kol ochel pasbu lo nigub yadayim ki ochel lechem tameh." Anyone who eats bread without drying their hands after washing is as if he eats tameh bread, because it's repulsive to eat bread with wet hands. So when the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the netilas yadayim cup and towel were missing, as well as a haughty person bowing down to avodah zorah placed on top of an altar he built, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the evils of gasas of ruach, haughtiness. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, "Kol adam sheish bo gasas of ruach ki ilu ovid avodas kochavim." Anyone who has in him haughtiness of spirit is as though he worships idols. And Ula says that anyone who has a gaiva is ki ilu ban abama, is as though he built an altar for idolatry. Daf hey. So the simmer daf hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay. Hey, that must be more daf hey. The arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished, which reminds us, this stuff continues with many teachings about one who possesses gasas aruch, arrogance. Rav Avira said, "Wasof mismayit," his stature will eventually be diminished. So the arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished pointed to the Talmud Chacham, who had an eighth of haughtiness, and asked why he isn't getting covered too, which reminds us. Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, "Talmud Chacham tzorek sheyeh bo echud meshmona b'shminis." A Talmud Chacham must have an eighth of haughtiness. Rashi explains that this is in order that he and his teachings will be taken seriously. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak objected, "One should possess neither it nor any part of it. Is it insignificant that which is written about, Tohavas Hashem kol gebal lev? An abomination to Hashem is every haughty of heart." So the arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished pointed to the Talmud Chacham, who had an eighth of haughtiness, and asked why he isn't getting covered too, while the Talmud Chacham ignored him since he was busy overseeing a chalitza for a sota, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Beis taught about a sota, ve'imeis choletzis. If he, referring to her husband, dies without children, she requires chalitza. The Gemara asks why Yibum itself is not allowed. Three versions of Rabbi Yosef's answer are presented. The first, the Pasuk says about a woman divorced because of suspected adultery, ve'yatzim abeis of a halcha v'haisa l'isha cher, and she left his house and went and married another man. L'isha cher v'lo yabam. This teaches she may only marry another man, but not a yavam. Daf Vav. So the simmer Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The large red sword. Sword? That must be more Daf Vav. The large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in Yibum, which reminds us, Rava offers another explanation why sota cannot be taken in Yibum. Kal vachomer, it's a kal vachomer. Im nesu b'mutula, if she became forbidden to the husband who was permitted to her, basula l'koshekein, then to the one who was forbidden to her before, meaning the husband's brother, all the more so, she should not become permitted for Yibum. Rashi explains that if the marriage was sufficiently damaged to prohibit her to her husband, it certainly should not permit a formally forbidden yavam. So the large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum, just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in Chotzvarts, which reminds us, Rav Amma quoted Rav Sheshes, "A sotish yesh la edim b'menina siyam, a sota about whom there are edim overseas who saw her adultery, ena mayim botknosa." The waters do not examine her to establish her innocence or guilt. So the large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum, just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in Chotzlarts, which led to her mincha being burned. Midr Rabban, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was challenged that if the very existence of edim renders sota waters ineffective for her, as Rav Sheshes holds, then their edus actually informs us that she was never fit for them, and the mincha was sanctified in error and should revert to its original chulin state and not be burned, which it is. Three answers are given, the last one being that although the sanctification of the mincha was indeed an error, it's burned because of a rabbinic decree. Dav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Zayin is a kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The two Talmid Chachamim with red guns. Guns? That must be more on Dav Zayin. The two Talmid Chachamim with red guns escorting the sota, since her husband could not be trusted, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that after the sota's husband takes her to a local basin, most Miloshne Talmid Chachamim, they provide him with two Talmid Chachamim to escort them, Shemi Yava Oleh Baderech, for perhaps he'll have relations with her on the way, which is forbidden, and additionally, renders the waters ineffective. Yudah says, Baal and Neman Aleh, her husband is trusted regarding her, and an escort is unnecessary. The rationale for the different positions is presented. So the two-time Chachamim with red guns escorting the Sota, since her husband could not be trusted, tried to frighten her to confess by pointing their guns at a bottle of wine and telling her wine causes much wrongdoing, which reminds us. The next mission describes the beginning of the Sota procedure. The Sanhedrin endeavors to frighten her to admit her guilt, and they say to her, Biti, harbin yainose, harbin schokose, my daughter, wine causes much wrongdoing, frivolity causes much wrongdoing, harbin yaldusose, harbin shechenim abrahim osim, immaturity causes much wrongdoing, bad neighbors cause much wrongdoing, asilo shmoha gandol shenichna b'kedusha shul yimacho hamayim, act for his great name, which is written in Kedusha, by admitting your guilt so that it should not be erased on the waters. So the two Talmud Chachamim with red guns escorting the Sota, since her husband could not be trusted, tried to frighten her to confess by pointing their guns at a bottle of wine and telling her wine causes much wrongdoing, just as they passed two great tzaddikim confessing, one regarding a woman and the other regarding a bed, which reminds us. A braisa describes the confessions of tzaddikim about whom the Sota is told. Yehuda hodav rabosh, Yehuda confessed with his deed with Tamar and was not ashamed. Maya Sofa, what was his end? Nachu chayil mabah, he inherited life in the world to come. The same is said of Reuben's confession of his deed concerning Bilhah. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the when Rav Sheshe says that the waters are not effective if there are Edim in Medina Sayyam? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 2. Which of the when Bemida Sha'adim Moded in Lo? According to the measure with which a person measures his actions, with it they measure for him in punishment or reward. That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number 3. Which of the when the one who is a Balgaiva will eventually be diminished? That's on Daf. Hey, good number 4. Which of the one why both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chumim hold differently in terms of the concern for illicit thoughts when it comes to the Sota and stoning? That's on Daf. Ches. Good number 5. Which Daf do we have 9 opinions as to the duration of Stira? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good number 6. Which of the one the Sanhedrin tries to frighten the Sota by telling her that a lot of wine causes trouble as well as many other things? That's on Daf. Zion. Good number 7. Which of the learned that it was said in the name of Rav, a Talmud Chacham must have an eighth of haughtiness? That's on Daf. Hey, good number 8. Which of the learned that one reason that the Mincha Sota is burned if there are Edim overseas is that it's being burned midrabanan? That's on Daf. Vav. Good number 9. Which of the learned we do not give 2 Sotas to drink at once? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we tell the Sota about the confessions of Yehuda and Reuven? That's on Daf. Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.